to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you're getting into over the weekend. And listen, it could be big, or it could just be something low-key. That's okay, too.
Yeah, sitting at home and, like, ordering Uber Eats is a weekend. My book.
Ryan is helping his wife move. What's going on? Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, good morning, guys. It's definitely not exciting and very low-key, but I am helping my wife move from the kitchen to an actual home office. She has worked out of the kitchen for over 2 years. She is the most patient woman I have ever met. I mean, she has to be with me. But she totally deserves this, and I'm so happy to finally be able to move her.
So is it somewhere else in your house, a room that you've turned into a home office?
Exactly. That's the case. Yep. So it has just been such a journey to get that room fixed up, and we've had a number of other things that have come up in the meantime, so it just never happened. It's happening this weekend.
You should hire movers to take her desk from the kitchen to the office.
That's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. Can I just tell you, my wife loves you guys, and I'm sure she's listening right now. So,
well, we love you too. Congratulations.
What's your wife's
Thank
name?
Thank you so much. Her name is Michelle.
Michelle.
Get it, Michelle. Moving on up.
Yeah, and don't be late to work.
The commute's going to be killer now. You're on the other side of the house.
Yeah, can we make sure she has a nice radio in her office too, please, Ryan. We would appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, there's no problem there.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. Congratulations to her. Yeah, that's a lot. You know, a lot of people this happened to during the pandemic.
Sure.
You're working out of the house, you're working out of the kitchen, multiple people in the house all working from home.
That's where Sal works, out of his kitchen. Yeah. You know, when he has to do Zoom calls with us, I'm like, oh, that must be tough.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. Let's see. Marcia's from Sudbury, a toddler mom, and apparently the real work starts tomorrow. What does that mean?
So every Friday when you guys ask everyone about, what are you doing this weekend? Even if you're traveling somewhere, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go parent in a different location right now. Or parent where Saturday, Sunday means I don't have hot coffee or hot meals because, you know, that's how toddler moms roll.
That's how toddler moms roll. So you, like, does the toddler go to daycare during the week?
He does, and so I enjoy hot coffee and a good meal every day when I go to work. but Saturday morning, I'm sleep deprived and having my half warm, half ice cold coffee. Whether I'm having iced coffee or hot coffee, it's not optimal by the time I'm drinking it. So,
that's your heart.
Oh my gosh!
Enjoy your weekend.
We think.
Oh, that's how toddler moms roll.
Get a cup warmer.
All right. Well,
your Yeti would help. I think.
Yeah. Here's to you making it through the weekend and having a great Monday.
Yeah, when work is your vacation.
And at least one warm cup of coffee.
Yeah, maybe we should have Marcia call in on like Wednesdays and say, how's your week going?
Yeah.
Right. Let's see. I have Evan. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Doing great. Who are you going to see in concert tonight?
I am going to see Dave Matthews Band tonight and on Tuesday next week and Wednesday next week. And I just saw them on Tuesday and Wednesday of this past week. So, it's been a big week.
Is this my dad?
Like, where is he playing? How many states are you going to?
It was 5 shows in 4 states in 8 days.
Evan, how many times have you seen the Dave Matthews Band?
Tonight will be 34.
Why?
Because every show is different. The fans are amazing. The vibe is incredible. The music is just the best.
Evan, you're among friends here. You smoke weed?
Every day.
I actually don't. Never have.
So my dad went and saw Dave, I think this was maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago possibly, and he saw, I think, 4 shows in 5 nights. So he saw them in Tampa, and then he drove to, I think, Jacksonville and saw 3 or 4 shows back to back to back in Jacksonville, and said he even did the pit this time, which he hasn't done very often. Dave Matthews fans
tonight
are another
level. Do you just work all year to make the money to give yourself the week-long Dave Matthews experience?
I do. That is what I live for.
Baby, if it brings you joy, it brings me joy, and I'm so happy for you.
Not a lot of places you're going
to
pick
up. And I hope to run into Erin tonight, because I'm sure she'll be there.
You very well might.
Well, we love Dave. Have a great time at the show.
Thanks, Carson.
Kathleen is from Merrimack. And it's a big weekend for her husband. It's his birthday, Kennedy.
Okay.
I'm hoping he's not listening because it's a surprise. So we're heading into the city, into Boston, and going to a comedy show. But the big surprise is we're staying at the Ritz-Carlton.
Sitting on
the Ritz.
Now, I've never stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. I've been there for interviews. I think we have interviewed some artists there, celebrities. Kennedy, what's the Ritz-Carlton like? I know you've stayed there before.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Over or under 500 a night?
It doesn't matter.
What's the best part?
It was $1,200.
For one night?
Ooh, you must love that man.
Steal the robe.
Because we're in the club. We're on the club level, you know, so it's like hoity-toity as you can be.
No, if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, so, absolutely, Kennedy.
Room service all day long. That's my recommendation.
I think we might have a butler. So I was like, well, maybe we'll have, you know, can you get me a tissue from the bathroom?
That's my girl. Go get it done.
I think for $1,200, you're not only stealing the robe, Dan, but you're stealing maybe the Bluetooth radio as well.
Yeah. Kathleen, my birthday's actually next Tuesday. I'm going to put you in touch with my girlfriend.
Dan, I'll take care of you, buddy.
Have a great time. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Bye, Kathleen. How about you, Producer Dan? What are you getting into this weekend?
Well, tonight I actually have to go to a wake, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, so Uncle Ronnie, he wasn't technically my uncle, but I called him Uncle Ronnie because everybody called him Uncle Ronnie because he was just that guy.
You need that guy.
Everybody knew and loved. Like, he knew more people than anybody I've ever known in my life, and not a single person had a bad word to say about him. And, you know, he helped me get out of a couple scrapes when I was in my younger
couple
years.
Couple situations?
Yeah, he worked for the courts. He helped a brother out once or twice.
Oh, okay.
And he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Aww. And it's going to be like a Rolling Stones concert trying to get in there because that's the type of guy he was. It's going to be down the street.
Well, I hope it's a celebration.
Where's Uncle Ronnie from?
Malden.
Malden. Is that where the service is happening?
So we're going to do that tonight. And then the rest of the weekend, I think I'm going up to New Hampshire because I have a cousin who is home visiting from Hawaii. He hasn't been home in like 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. He lives on the island now. He's slowly turning into an islander from New Englander.
I'd like to hear that accent.
He comes back and like everything's different here. It's not like back on the island's mainland.
Is there sun here? Because that'd be wild if there would be.
So yeah, he's back. We're going to hang out with him. I think we're getting a pontoon boat for the weekend.
Sounds perfect.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Went great last weekend. We're going to run it back. That's the plan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.